Say, it is unique. And it is. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Say, it is unique. We had an interesting email from one of our students from Switzerland, Anna Maria Stalder. And she sent us a link to a video in which her son, Amor, was doing an advertising stunt. Now, Amor is a very exceptional boy. He is a very exceptional young man. He can accomplish great and wonderful things, and he does great and wonderful things all of the time. And these wonderful things that he does are, one of the areas are gymnastics, and he's a super gymnast. Lithe, supple young man. And as he was called upon to do this commercial, the commercial was trying to indicate the speed with which certain things could be delivered by a chip, by a disc. And in the process, Amor had to run a certain distance and take the chip from one place to deliver it to another. And he had to run through city streets. He had to jump down from the tallest buildings. He had to leap over railings. And he had to do all of the things that a gymnast would be able to do, but perhaps never even dreamed of doing. But this young man did. And he did flips, and he did rolls, and he did all of the beautiful things, leaping off the tallest buildings, so to speak, from level to level, and knowing how to land to not put too much strain on his legs and on himself. And he ran this wonderful distance, and the video showed him all along the way. It was quite a well-programmed video. Beautifully done, masterly done. And it showed him arriving at the office where he was supposed to deliver the chip, and he delivered the chip faster than the chip might have sent itself, or at least as fast. And he had such a lovely smile on his face and such a beautiful feeling of accomplishment that it was something that naturally any mother would be proud of, but it certainly was unique. And as he went through the streets of Zurich, flying along, running in his black suit, just looking like a, almost like a businessman, and yet he was a gymnast in its most imaginative form. Now, Anna Maria is a very special lady. She's been a student for many years, and her family has grown up knowing about the philosophy. And she's grown up knowing about the philosophy, and she's written a book, and it's to be published soon. And she's a most amazing lady herself. She, too, say it is unique about her. And her daughter. Her daughter has gone through all sorts of fascinating experiences in her life, an airline hostess among the others. And she's just finished up her examinations for her medical studies. And as she's doing many other things, she comes out with a 5.5 grade point average. 6 is the top. Now, she's certainly an amazing woman herself. The other boy is amazing too, and I don't know too much about him yet. But I'm sure Anna Maria will tell me how unique he is. Can you say this about yourself, how unique you are and how wonderful you are? Can you say of yourself what a fabulous person you are, what a unique person you are, what a most amazing person you are? Can you say this of yourself? Can you report this of yourself? Can you tell the world this of yourself? Well, why not? Why not? It's something very special, very unique, and very outstanding. And we can all live up to the outstanding things. We just don't seem to speak about it often enough. We don't say it is unique, the things that we're doing, the way that we're living, the manners that we're accomplishing great and wonderful things, but we really are. We may not be like Amor. We may not have his gymnastic talent, although I remember my nephew, Scott, a most amazing boy himself. He had been troubled with diabetes all of his life, and yet he chose to be a gymnast, and he was a super gymnast all through high school and all through college and all through the things that he does. And all of the work, all of the activities he's involved himself in all of his life, he's done physical prowess and physical genius and physical magnificence. He's just been amazing in every way. People might say, you can't do these things. People might say that they're impossible. People might say that only a foolish person would even try it. But like Anna Maria, she would only say, it is unique. It is very special. These are her children, and they can accomplish anything. And all of her children have been, each in their own way, the most amazing young people you could ever imagine. Can we say that about ourselves, that we are unique, that the things that we're doing are unique? Can we say that we are stepping outside of the box and we're demonstrating to ourselves and to the world that the things that we're doing, they may look different, they may look impossible, they may look very unusual, but all they are is just unique. We too are unique, and we can accomplish anything we'd like to accomplish. And it doesn't matter what it is, it doesn't matter how it is, it doesn't matter what field it might be. As Anita in her field of medicine, and as Amor as his field of gymnastics, and all of her other sons in their most amazing lives have done a great and beautiful, unique things. They're a tribute to a mother who believes in them, who encourages them to go on and do whatever it is that the magic of their soul wants to bring forth in their life. If each of us could be encouraged, maybe by ourselves, that we can go on to bring about the magic in our life, the unique in our life, and to be ourselves and just have lots of fun and do the things that make us feel so great and so wonderful and so fulfilled. When we do that, we do truly marvelous things. Today, look at your life as I look at mine and say, what can I do today that I would consider unique, that I would consider impossible, that I'd consider something that seems beyond my imagination? What would I do today? Think about it. What would you do today? Would you write a book? Would you go out and learn the computer, even though the computer had been a little intimidating to you? Would you go out and say to yourself, I am an ideal chauffeur, and then drive your car as an ideal chauffeur would drive the car, and say, I am an ideal chauffeur, and drive like an ideal chauffeur, and lo and behold, the skill, the talent, the genius, the magic of the ideal chauffeur is you. Oh, yes, we can do unique things, and we can do wonderful things. And we say, it is unique. We never say, it's impossible. We never say, it's improbable. We never say, it's something beyond our imagination. We just say, step up to the bat, and let's do it. Let's do it. Know that our eye is not on the ball, but our eye is where we want to put the ball. That's the game. That's being unique. Reaching out, being our genius, being our magic, in every wonderful, fabulous way. And you and I, we can do that today because we are already unique. And as you do that, just remember, I love you. I love you. I love you.